With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's portion, today's Perek and Rambam, which is the beginning of Seder Tfilois Kol Hashana, after we finished learning the Hilchos Milah. And before we conclude the second Sefer of Ahava, before we start Sefer Zmanim, beginning with Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam puts down not only the Nusach of the prayers, but the order, the Seder of the prayers that we daven throughout the year. Now, parenthetically, as all this is recorded in Yain Malchus, Sefer Ahava Simen Chav, the Rebbe pointed out, the Rebbe brought up a question that the Rebbe left open, and that is that the Seder of the Rambam is that in his introduction to the entire Yad HaChazaka, he goes through in brief everything that he's going to be teaching about. And the Rebbe just points out that it's clear that the location where the Rambam put in Seder Tfilois Kol Hashana and actually concluding Sefer Ahava with these halachis of the order of and the nusach of the Tfilos of all the year is something that's in the Sefer proper. However, for some reason, the Rebbe asks why didn't the Rambam mention any of this in his introduction to the Sefer Yad HaChazak? So the Rambam there mentions the laws of Milah, then the Rambam goes straight into the laws of Shabbos, which is going to be, like we said, in Sefer Zmanim, but there is a omission of the Seder in the Hagdama and Vetzarech Iyun, why that is so. Now the point that the Rebbe makes is gewaldic, that the Rambam begins by saying that Nahagu Ha'am Likrois B'chol Yoyim Bashachar, that the meaning of the people is to read every day in the morning, Achar shekoyden parsha tzav, and birchas kahanim, after we read the portion of tzav, which is the portion of the daily tamid, as is written in the portion of Pinchas, and birchas kahanim, then we go on to read, and he quotes the Mishnah and Peah, elo devarim she'ein lohem shiur. Okay, so the Rebbe's point is, where is the source in Torah Shebaal Peh that actually the first thing that we mention every day is Parshas Tzav? The Rambam mentions Tzav even before Birchas Kohanim. And the source of this is in the Zohar. In Zohar Chadash, Truma. And parenthetically, this is not the only time that the Rambam says something whose only source in the oral Torah is in the Mishnah of Rab Shimon, in the Sefer Zohar. Just one example, in Igeres Chaf Hei, when the Alter Rebbe begins to explain the teachings of the Holy Baal Shem Tov, or a specific statement of the Holy Baal Shem Tov, the Rambam says that our sages say, Kol HaKoyes Ki'ilu Oved Avoy Dezorah. These words, that whoever is angry is tantamount, or that person resembles one who is serving idols, God forbid. Well, yeah, these are the words that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, quoting Chachamim Rishonim, and the only place in the entirety of Torah Shebaal Peh where we have exactly these words, not the content of these words, but these words of Kol HaKoyes Ki'ilu Oved Avoides Kachava B'mazolais, this is only found in the Zohar. So this is one of the many sources that Rambam had access to, and therefore Rambam learned the hidden part of the Torah, including the Zohar. And not only that, but the Rambam incorporated in Sefer Yad HaChazaka certain statements that we only have in Pnimiyas HaTorah. And as the Rebbe spoke out regarding the Rambam's opening here and say that Tefillah is Kol Hashana, that not only is the source, the only source, that we begin, according to the Rambam, the Seder of Tzav, first Tzav, then Kohanim, but beginning with first, we read the portion that we have in Pinchas, Parshas Tzav, that is found only in the Zohar. And the fact that the Rambam is acknowledging that this is the minig, and therefore, the Rambam, that's the way we begin all of the tefillahs in the morning, that's to point out a yesoid in the teachings of the Rebbe. And that is that on one hand, the Torah has many levels. Emes, there's pshat, and there's remes, and there's drush, and there's soid. Then you have the yechid of the Torah, the chassidus of the Torah. But since ultimately Torah's Torah achas, it all comes from God, our way of learning Torah is to make an emphasis of connecting all of the parts of the Torah one to the other, to show how they include each other, how they connect with each other, because indeed, Torah is Torah Achas. So the Rambam Dafke, in his Sefer of Nigla, incorporates certain parts that come only from Pnimiyas HaTorah to bring about, to connect these two parts of Torah, indeed expressing the Emes, that Torah that comes from Hashem, who is Echad. Torah is Torah Achas, and therefore we when we learn Torah, we connect and we unite all Chalakim of the Torah, both the Nigla and the Pnimiyas HaTorah all together.